Hi, this is Dan Melton. Thanks for joining us for this podcast of St. Andrew's Weekly Message. I hope you enjoy it. I encourage you to listen through the words to what God is saying to you, and may the peace of God be known through your life this week. Well, I was thinking this week about the summer of 2018 when a group of boys from a soccer team called the Wild Boars in Thailand and their coach went on a spontaneous expedition into some caves there. There is an incredible network of underground caves there in Thailand. Unfortunately, this was not apparently the best time of year to do that, because when the rains come, the water level inside the caves and the subterranean caves rises, and it makes it difficult or impossible to get out. And tragically, that's exactly what happened. The team could not get out. The rescue operation took 2 weeks or so. First, their loved ones had to figure out where in the world they went. And then they asked someone who didn't go with the team, and he remembered that they thought about possibly doing that. They went to the mouth of the caves and they found their bikes there. Then another teammate who didn't go on the expedition remembered a place in the caves where they had visited before, a little island in there, and rescue workers had to design a plan to rescue that team there against formidable obstacles. The soccer team of boys and their coach was inside meditating at the direction of the coach, who had experience as a Buddhist monk. And outside, people gathered near the caves to pray for them. Well, eventually the team was recovered through a very daring rescue operation, during which the boys were partially sedated and put into scuba gear and were led out by divers in a kind of harrowing network of channels that were there in the caves. And the world was relieved that these boys and their coach was brought to safety. One diver lost his life. It's not an unusual story, this story. It's a human story. The details are unusual, but the arc of the story is not unusual. That in the course of human events, there is a crisis. There is a need for saving. There is a need for redemption. And thankfully, oftentimes, there is hope, and then the fulfillment of that hope. That's a very common human story and an arc of a human story. We human beings get into scrapes, sometimes deadly scrapes, and we need saving. We need help. We need redemption. Can you identify with that? Can you identify with needing redemption? When was the last time that you needed saving from something? Maybe it was something as little as an overdue library book or a bill that got paid a day late. Maybe it was something fairly mundane, but maybe it was something bigger. When were you in need? When have you been in need in your life of redemption? Jesus tells his followers that one day they will see destructive things happen in the world. And when they happen, Jesus says this, there will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth, distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, and for the powers of the heavens they will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up, raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. When these things begin to take place, stand up, raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Well, Jesus' followers had seen a great deal of destruction. They lived through many challenging times in that day and since then. Here in this text, as Jesus is speaking the words, he's likely referring to the ultimate conclusion of history, his own return in apocalyptic times, and he's using apocalyptic language, which, as we've talked about, can be very metaphorical and symbolic. Well, that's probably not this day and age, today, 2020. Some people wonder about it, but his teaching and this arc of needing redemption and raising our heads and looking to up with hope that redemption might be coming, that arc is a template. It's a pattern for us. It's a very human story. We get into scrapes. We need redemption. We have hope. And then oftentimes we experience that redemption. People today have a sense of foreboding. Do you feel that? As you interact with people, a sense of foreboding, a sense of fear, a sense of feeling afraid. And one of the things that helps us with that sense of fear that we walk around with is seeing the activity of Christ upon the world. When we see that glimmer, when we see that spark of Christ's presence in the world, we can stand and raise our heads confident that our redemption is near. That's what the scriptures tell us. How do you see the Son of Man? How do you see that glimmer of hope in today's day and age? Well, sometimes I want to suggest there are signs. God sends signs. Or we sense God's presence through the course of natural events or serendipitous events, or we see synchronous events, synchronicities in our lives, and we can see a glimmer of Christ acting. Here's an account, a very interesting account, how nature gave people a glimmer of hope. An Irish beach that disappeared more than 30 years ago has returned to an island off the coast. The sand here was washed away by storms in 1984, this is Achill Island, I think it's pronounced, leaving only rocks and rock pools. But after a freak tide around Easter one year, hundreds of tons of sand were deposited around the area where the beach once stood, recreating the old 300-meter stretch of golden sand. Local people use the word miraculous to describe the beach's renewal. An official for the area's tourism board explained why pilgrims are flocking to the site. This person said, "We live in a dark world these days, and I think that's why there's been so much interest in the beach since the story broke. For something like our beach to come back gives people hope." And we too, today in 2020, can look for the signs and the symbols around us occurring in everyday events and allow our hope to be strengthened by them. I think they're there if we look for them. They might not be there in the media that we read and we open up and we see fear and we see panic. But if we listen to our lives, if we can get outside, if we can journal, if we can push out a little bit and relate to those who are needing to relate to us, we may see something in that interaction where we may see God at work in the turn of natural events. So that possibility for hope, redemption, that can come to us through signs. We can also look and see in which way God's agency, the agency of the Holy Spirit, rather, and these signs are taking place through us. God will use us to show people redemption is near. God will use you to show people that redemption is near. And this can happen in amazing kinds of ways that we're not going to necessarily expect. This week, I read about Terrell Potter, who is a former officer with this Phil Campbell Police Department, not sure what part of the country that's in, but he learned that his kidney was failing, and doctors prepared him for the reality of a 7 to 8 year waiting period for a compatible donor. Potter said, "We began praying about getting the right kidney. The family began reaching out to potential donors across the Southeast, but little could they know that the perfect match would be 2 miles away in the body of a very unlikely prospect." On the other side of town, Jocelyn James was scrolling through Facebook when she saw the post about Terrell Potter's search. She remembers, "I just threw my phone down and the Holy Spirit told me right then that I had that man's kidney." Wow. James' willingness to be a donor was totally unexpected. In a recent interview, Potter said, "If you had asked me 100 names of who might give me a kidney, her name would not have been on the list. It's just unbelievable that she was willing to do that." Because between 2007 and 2012, Jocelyn James was arrested 16 times for theft and drug charges, once even appearing on Franklin's Most Wanted. And on multiple occasions, Terrell Potter was the arresting officer. Jocelyn James, now clean for 7 years and living a new life, said, "I was just living a really bad life. I was a really lost person, and I was sick of living that life. She was tested for the kidney, and she was found to be a perfect match, and she made the sacrifice that saved Terrell Potter's life, once her arresting officer. Citing her newfound faith, James said, "God restored me from the inside out, and to be able to give another human a kidney to extend his life is really rewarding." Wow. Here there was a need of saving. Someone was in a scrape. And in a miraculous way, the answer came from an unlikely source. The criminal who had been redeemed now redeemed the officer who had previously condemned her. Amazing change of position and label by the grace of God. Amazing transformation. Echoing these verses in Luke, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, with whom we're tracking for Advent, reminds us that Advent is a time to lift our heads and await the coming of the Son of Man. I've talked about that glimmer of hope coming today through signs that transpire in human events and nature, and also through other people that God leads to act and be in a certain way. In our devotional readings for this week on redemption, Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote, "Look up, you whose gaze is fixed on this earth, who are spellbound by the little events and changes on the face of the earth. Look up to these words, you who have turned away from heaven disappointed. Look up, you whose eyes are heavy with tears, and who are heavy and who are crying over the fact that the earth has gracelessly torn us away. Look up, you who are burdened with guilt cannot lift your eyes. Look up, your redemption is drawing near. Something different from what you see daily will happen. Just be aware. Be watchful. Wait just another short moment. Wait, and something quite new will break over you. God will come." In Christ, God is coming to us to redeem our moments, our days, our years, and our lives. That's why at Advent we say, "Come, Lord Jesus, redeem your people." May we pray. As we prepare our hearts for the powerful moments of Christmas, today we prepare our hearts to acknowledge that here in our midst, that glimmer of hope is breaking through the presence of Christ at the Lord's table. Almighty God, as we prepare to join together in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, knit us together from this assembly hall to every kitchen table and living room in which your people are gathered today, that we might be one as we share in this meal. Amen.